Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
His facts are true because he searches Google. It's Did You Know with Kevin.
He's going on an internet safari, and he's taking us with him. Kevin is not quite an expert, but he likes to moonlight as one with interesting facts to make us more interesting. It is Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know there was a bear enlisted in the Polish army who made it to the rank of corporal? He also smoked, drank, and carried weapons to the front during battles.
Shut up!
Yeah.
That is incredible.
In what country's army?
Polish.
In what? Poland. In what year? Like how long ago is this?
It doesn't say the year.
I hope it was yesterday.
Why is this something that we would ever stop?
Great question.
Because PETA.
Oh, yeah.
PETA was like that. The guns are so heavy for the bear.
Poor bear.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
It was during World War II.
That was during World War II?
Yes.
There are still people alive from World War II. There are still people alive that were alive when bears helped
fought
us fight
in the military.
Wars. Are we? Hold on a second. And the bear did what?
He carried weapons, drank, and smoked with them.
Are we sure this wasn't a person
that
just looked like
mean?
A bear? We've all seen people who looked like animals.
Do you mean a gay guy?
No.
Oh.
I mean, like, sometimes there are people who kind of look like an animal. There are some times that I have been hanging out with my brother and some of his gay friends, and I've thought, that guy looks like a flamingo.
Okay. I'm seeing pictures of it.
Yeah.
There are pictures?
Yeah.
It had a name. Its name was Wotczek.
We could do better than that.
It was officially enlisted and even traveled on ships with people.
Literally said that.
I don't believe this.
Sorry.
There is a picture of it. If you told me this was AI, I'd 100% believe you. There is a picture. Everybody, Google it. Of all the soldiers lined up at attention. And the bear is on his hind legs at attention.
Wow.
He's not small. He looks like a grizzly bear or a really big black bear. There's a statue!
Okay. Is this picture with the bear lined up, is that real?
It looks real.
I'm telling you right now, no one has ever accused me of being brave.
Right.
But I'll tell you this, if I was a soldier, and I saw that the army I was facing had an effing bear.
Yeah, I think they knew something we didn't know.
I'd be like, guys, we're never going to win.
Right.
We're never going to win.
This is like when you play high school sports and the other team shows up and they all have like really good matching breakaways.
Rough. Yes.
You know?
Very intimidating.
Like, oh, God. I haven't even seen them play, but I can tell you they seem better than us.
Even if the only reason the bear was doing it was for sugar cubes or something.
Whatever.
If I saw it up on its hind legs with a helmet on its head just going, I'd be like, It's Did You Know with Kevin.
Did you know the wingspan of 747 is longer than the Wright brothers' first flight?
What did you call the jet?
747?
747.
What
so
is
you've
it?
Never heard of a 747? No, it's called a 747.
Most people just call it a 747.
Oh.
But I mean, you're not wrong. He's technically not wrong.
I'm right. Okay. 747.
The wingspan of a 747 is what?
Longer than the Wright brothers' first flight.
Guys.
You know the Wright brothers.
I do know the Wright brothers. Wilbur?
Who?
That's one of the names of one. And the other guy's name was Orville?
Are you sure?
Are you sure? You're the expert.
I'm sure.
Okay.
You were right.
Are we not a little unimpressed with them?
You know, no, we are impressed, okay? Because let's say even right now,
yeah,
you had to do a school science fair.
Yeah.
Where you had to turn a bicycle into something that lifted off the ground.
Okay.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
Could you do it?
Well, you know that's not what they did, right?
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
No.
No.
What'd they do?
They might have had an invention that looked like that at one point, but it didn't work. They made like a plane. It was like a plane. It just like, it was more of like a glider, I think, than anything else.
The wind picked up and made them go.
But they figured out the aerodynamics of the of the wings and stuff.
They started with a bicycle company?
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. In what state was that again, Kevin?
The Wright brothers or the bicycle?
It was Ohio, but then they went to North Carolina for the flight. And why did they do that?
Better win.
Yeah, they had better win.
That's what they, that flat wind in Ohio.
Yeah. Is that why they call North Carolina the Windy City?
I think so. Yeah. Okay.
Did you know, Kevin, give us one more quick fact.
Did you know one of the reasons of World Wildlife Fund went with the panda bear for their logo is because it's black and white, which saves money on printing costs.
Oh, my God.
So
that
smart.
Is so smart.
That's cute.
Now, why wouldn't they go with a zebra or a skunk?
Yeah.
A zebra's not cute.
That's true.
Would you want to donate to a foundation that had a mascot as a zebra?
No.
Honestly, no.
No.
You're right about
that. And I can't tell you why.
Yeah.
Does it feel soft?
It makes me feel a little bit like a bad person for saying it. But yeah. You're right.
Yeah.
Like, okay, what if it was a skunk?
Oh.
No.
No.
Okay, what if it was a skunk, but the skunk was standing there on its hind legs, okay? Legs are crossed. Mm-hmm. Arms are crossed.
Well, now I'm not going to give it money because he seems sassy and mean.
That's what I want to give him money.
Kevin, thank you. Those were some interesting facts today on Did You Know?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.